This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2223. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded December 28, 2023, Algeria, Andorra, Argentina, Brazil, China, Cuba, Ecuador, Egypt, France, Germany, Ireland, Korea South, Kurdistan, Madagascar, Moldova, Netherlands, Norfolk Island, North America, Oklahoma, Palau, Poland, Russia, Thailand, Turkey, Ukraine, Yucatan, USA, Venezuela, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The good frequency for lots of African or Middle East music is 17600. That's Afrikia FM from Béchar, Algeria. According to the schedules, it's on the air very long hours, between 07 and 20 UT. I was listening to it December 23rd at 1641, when it was the strongest signal on the band, one unit better than 17790 WRMI. And according to the IB list, although it's mostly in Arabic or French, there's 8 minutes of English at 1900 UT. Andorra Non from Christian Guibault in France, in the British DX Club, Radio Andorra will be on the air for New Year's Eve. The broadcast, titled in French, 42 Years of Dance Music on Radio Andorra, December 31st from 20 to 24 UT on 7540. Alan Rowe follows up, according to the Aquí Radio Andorra Facebook page, 7540 will be via Armenia with 100 kilowatts for the first 2 hours, and 300 kilowatts from 11 p.m., presumably meaning 22 UT. From Jorge Jaroslavsky via Steve Witt in the Medium Wave Circle, a violent rain and wind storm in the greater Buenos Aires area knocked several medium wave stations off the air. A survey as of 20 December found many Buenos Aires area frequencies silent, stations not reported, and some of them were known to have fallen antennas, like the ones on 1010, 1150, and 1590, and possibly 530 kilohertz. Further out in the province of Buenos Aires, some others had their antennas down on 560, 840, and 1160. Via remote receivers in Brazil or as far away as Alberta, Wolfgang Bischel has been monitoring the exact frequencies of some Brazilian shortwave stations. As of December 17th and 18th, mostly around midnight UT, Radio 9 de Julho in São Paulo is always way below 9820 nominal. It was at one occasion 9819.034, and later on 9818.990. Radio Voz Missionaria in Camboriú, SC, was on 11749.869, when it was broadband covering from 11747 up to 11751.4. Our most reliable Brazilian signal on 60 meters, Rádio Clube do Pará, 4885, running all night, but it was missing as of December 25th at 0615, still not back into December 26th. At the end of that UT day, there was a barely audible carrier, but that was probably South or North Korean jamming. Takahito Akabayashi in Tokyo has news about Voice of Strait China extending transmission hours. Known as Haixiao Zhushong, from December 21st to 2225 to 16 UT. It was formerly on from 0355 to 1500, but two-thirds of the day programs are rebroadcast as production ability is limited. All are now in standard Chinese, no Fujian dialect at all. The shortwave frequency is 4900 with 50 kilowatts. There are also three medium wave and two FM frequencies. But the hours on shortwave 4900 are much more limited. Monitoring via remote in Taiwan, heard from 0850 until 1130. Or more precisely, as of December 25th, 0839 to 1131. This might be just a temporary holiday schedule. Ron Howard refers us to the website www.vos.com.cn. Also, China Huayi Broadcasting Company, CHBC, on 6185, is managed by Voice of the Strait. Don't be confused, that's STRAIT, referring to the waterway between Taiwan and mainland China. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, and even more so than usual, it seems, as we're hearing them on fewer and fewer of their well-known frequencies. For example, 11760, which is their number one legacy channel from the start, was not to be heard after 23 UT, December 27th. And the Radio Vivaldi frequency, 5025, had been irregular, but had not heard at all on random checks the past week or more. On December 28th, Andy Reid in Ontario says, from Ecuador, HCJB 6050 has been missing for about a week. I hope it's because of a Christmas shutdown. And Eric Fetterswalp in Washington says, I've noticed it too. Been checking 6050 for at least the past week. They were on earlier in December. Rodney Johnson in Minnesota says his last log of it was December 21st at 11:27. A possible explanation, Ron Trotto in Illinois says, they've been having isolated thunderstorms the past week, according to airport weather. Things amiss at Abyss are even egregious in Egypt. You never know whether Radio Cairo will be on the air and if it will be modulating. For example, December 26th at 21:13, as English was about to start, no signal at all. If it were on the air, it would have been 5 hertz below 9440. Then December 27th at 18:51, I noticed dead air, with maybe a trace of modulation, slightly below 9900, when Radio Cairo is scheduled for 2 hours in Turkish at 17 to 19. Wolfgang Büschel has pulled out some more entries for RMI relays via Issoudun, France, besides 15710 we were talking about last week. At 16 to 1630, 17575 daily, Leanne Amharic. At 19 to 1935, Saturday and Sunday, 17630. It's for Juba, the southern Sudan. 17 to 18 daily, 17640, something called 1888. And 16 to 1630 daily, 17685 for VOFA. I did confirm whether all these are really on the air. Wolfgang Büschel says the 150 kilowatt transmitter at TDF Issoudun, France, is used via old curtain arrays of antenna types 207, 211, or 217. Probably via older, former Pori Finland transmitters, moved to TDF site in France a decade ago. These vary in frequency up to 100 or 120 hertz on the upper sideband, and they're unstable during the transmissions. It was filed under Ethiopia non, but it might as well be France. We had lots of reports about Christmas special broadcasts, but since they're not going to be repeating, not much point in going into detail now. For example, Gruss on board from Germany. But continued from last week about the special Zeta Psi transmissions from Christoph Gerber and reaching us via Detlef Pagel of the German DRM forum and Wolfgang Büschel. Post-Christmas listening treat is called Let's Go Rock and Roll. On January 6th from 11 UT via Nauen, it's on 6095. And on January 7th, from 11 UT on 6115, both AM. Then on January 8th, from 10 UT on 6195 NDRM. Duration not given for these, but previously the broadcasts were 2 hours long. Via BCDX, more info about the church services on the Citizens Band from Ireland. Since these are in the local morning, we're unlikely to hear them in North America. Frequency range mostly in the FM mode is 27,000. To 27225 kilohertz. There is a parish radio frequency list at www.udxf.nl updated periodically. There may be updates on web pages of the parishes or dioceses at www.catholicireland.net. Not only on the air for Sunday morning services, but there could be masses on special occasions like weddings and funerals outside the schedule. Via Alan Holder, Isle of Wight, a notice from KBS World Radio, South Korea. Due to a technical issue, the English service makes an inevitable adjustment as of January 1st. Please understand. The English broadcast at 02 to 03 UT to South America on 9580 is being replaced by 11 to 12 UT to Southeast Asia on 9570. This may be because 9 MHz is not really reaching South America at that hour. And as Joe Hanlon points out, we know that they never go above 15575, even though even higher bands might be more appropriate. We may never know why. And they're also making even more changes to the Japanese language services, says Takahito Wakabayashi. Also got the original English notice via Alokesh Gupta. Kai Ludwig comments they had installed a final new transmitter in 2013. Clandestine for Kurdistanish Turkey Dengue Gel, reported by Chris Krug in Tulsa on 11-5-5-3 at 1345 UT, December 23rd. Speech in Kurdish, presumably, quite passionate, and some nice music at 1345. There was no sign of a jammer at that time. Rolfus Perry in Illinois also reports 11553 NID, a good carrier at 1415, Middle East-flavored vocals with orchestra. It was not parallel to the Dengue Gel web stream, which had totally different spoken programming at that time, so probably not them. It might have been the Turkish jammer called Radio Recep Erdogan via Emirlair, but it was not their usual militaristic music. Another odd frequency in that area, which might have been one or the other, which I heard, 11514.9, December 25th at 1631, a weak signal. Nothing listed anywhere on 11515. That is, except via BCDX back in mid-November. There was U.S. AGM monitoring of that frequency as part of Dengue Gel. DRX in Brazil, José Ronaldo Xavier, though there was a DX program to be heard on MWV Madagascar, that is their Portuguese hour called Palavra Alegre. This was Saturday, December 23rd, on 9765 at 2134 to 2140. It was called Rádio Dexix, presented by Danilo Nonato and Celio Romais. Via Rusty X, this about the 999 kHz megawatt transmitter in what they call Podnistria or Transnistria, also known as Occupied Moldova. From January 1st, Radio Rossi will be on the RV954 transmitter on a new schedule, 02 to 22 UT, with an omnidirectional antenna. Johnny Serra in Roma, Italy, reports lots of Europirates and legal low-power stations, such as in the Netherlands, on 5954.96, December 13th at 0506 to 527, some rock music and DJs presumed to be Sunlight Radio. However, Alan Rowe says this transmitter is now carrying instead Radio Veronica from the Netherlands. On December 24th, the World of Radio Group got this note from Nick Hotchko, VK9DX. I've just arrived to Norfolk Island after many months of inactivity. Heavy thunderstorm approaching. Not overly optimistic that the test will be possible. However, just in case, keep an eye on 5045. Good luck. We did get one report of this from Lucas Bandura in Sicamous, British Columbia. A good signal with an ID, December 24th at 0829, received by a remote receiver in New South Wales. But direct in BC, I see a super weak carrier, but no chance of audio. But we hope there will be more tests from Radio DX on Norfolk Island. You may recall his original tests included IDs I recorded for him, as well as some World of Radio broadcast. Antichrist Pirate Station YHWH continues to be reported almost every evening by Rick Barton in Arizona on 7475. But this is from Walt Savinev in British Columbia on UT December 27th when he says, a very strong signal at tune in 0347. Much stronger modulation than usual at from a carrier on 7474.676. I don't think I've ever heard better modulation from Josiah. He went on until sign-off at 0414.20, with an open carrier till 0414.45. Exceptionally strong this evening, with equally superb modulation. First ever at this strength. Walt says he's done something down there in the presumed desert of California. I was pleased to find that one of my three local AM stations in Enid was off the air, KGWA 960, December 25th at 0752, and it was not back until December 26th at 2300. Meanwhile, I was able to hear KZIM in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and KMA in Shenandoah, Iowa on 960. Also on Xmas Eve, we heard again this year some Part 15 very low-power FM transmissions of sound and light shows in Enid on 89.5 and 94.9 megahertz. I wish others would report such things in their areas, even though no one else is going to be able to DX them. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2223, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Many thanks for generous financial support this week from William T. Hassig in Mount Prospect, Illinois, who sent a check to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Awake a little later than usual, I was hearing a gospel huckster in English on 9965, December 26th at 0812. That's Hope Radio on Palau. It's scheduled to start no earlier than 0807 UT, Monday through Friday and later on weekends. Website at West Virginia headquarters, HopeRadio.net, does not mention any call sign. You may recall this was originally KHBN, but later it got some non-American prefixes, T8BZ and T8WH, as World Harvest Radio. I see they are still calling the transmitters Angel 4 and 5, with Angel 3 launch TBA. So is the U.S. FCC still involved in this or not? It's quit posting seasonal schedules for shortwave stations, but the last one for A22 had KHBN on 9965. Olin from the Radio Du Monde FB via BCDX, as is the case in France and Alouis on 162 kHz. The Polsky radio transmitter on 225 kHz longwave at Solecko-Yaski is being used to transmit a time signal in collaboration with the Central Measurement Bureau in Warsaw. The official digital time signal is in addition to Polish radio modulation, generated by an atomic clock with a frame structure similar to the German station DCF-77 in Mindflingen. During the first quarter of 2024, the precision of the groundwave signal is expected to reach the order of microseconds. The new service will perpetuate long waves in Poland. Unlike France, a rational use of the installation is made by combining the broadcast to the radio program and the time signal. The project is carried out with 84% aid from the European Union. But the big news from Poland, following up last week via Andy Reid, a report in the Ottawa Citizen of 28 December, says Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk's cabinet placed public TV and radio under liquidation after the president vetoed legislation providing subsidies to the state-run media amid a political standoff over the broadcasters. Culture Minister Bartłomiej Sienkiewicz said that Telewizja Polska, Polskie Radio, and news agency Polska Agencja Prasowa have been disbanded after a suspension in financing due to President Andrzej Duda's veto. Liquidation status won't help to restructure public media and avoid layoffs amid a lack of public funding, the ministry said. In a protest against the media shakeup, lawmakers from Law and Justice have for days occupied the headquarters of PAP, the national news agency. They're also backing an alternative management board of public TV, calling for media plurality. December 22nd at 0439, on 7602 CW, I was hearing a long message seeming to be repeating between pauses. It starts out R-L-O-D-E-R-I-T, a fluttery signal, as if it's aurorally affected. Some previous logs in the UDXF group show that R-I-T is at the Northern Fleet Headquarters of the Russian Navy in Severomorsk, which is near Murmansk. Via Alan Rowe, Radio Thailand World Service posted an updated schedule effective January 1st. In English at midnight to midnight 30 and 02 to 2:30 to North America on 13750. At 5 to 5:30 on 17640. Also at 12 to 12:30 on 9385 and 13:15 to 13:30 on 9940. 18 to 18:30 and again at 18:30 to 19:30 on 7475. Still nothing in their own language, Thai. The only other languages on the schedule are Mandarin, Malaysian, and Japanese, between 12:30 and 13:15 on 9940. This week's date, when Voice of Turkey failed to broadcast English at 2300 to us on 5960, was December 26th. Via a remote in UK, Zaharis Youngest in Greece reports on 6306.075, December 25th, or was it the 24th? Some pop music and references to Ukraine. Is it in Russian or Ukrainian language? Lucas Bandura says it's Radio Britannia from Ukraine, spelled B-R-E-T-A-N-I-A. Dan Robinson replies, Radio Britannia is what it calls itself. It's been heard for weeks now, usually above 6,300, sometimes below, location unknown. Walt Samanov says, not Russian, but Ukrainian. One song on the recording was Crying Guitar by Made in Ukraine. Could not be further from Russian content. Arthur Posner says they mentioned Murmansk. There were several pro-Ukrainian announcements in the Ukrainian language. Walt Sumner says, I'd assume location in Ukraine, but it would be interesting to have a Ukrainian pirate station on the territory of Russia. Check out the Atesh movement. There's a wiki on it, or Google search, A-T-E-S-H. Via Mike Cooper, a story from The Telegraph in the UK, December 24th, BBC has left vacuum for Chinese propaganda by cutting world service in China. Corporation's former head of Chinese news claims disinformation is spreading faster than ever following cutbacks. Howard Jung, who edited BBC News Chinese from 2016 until August this year, said his team faced an uphill battle against Communist Party disinformation while their budget and manpower were whittled away. Here's a good hour for us in the very fragmented BBC World Service in English shortwave schedule, what's left of it, and, of course, not intended for us, 11825 at 23 to midnight UT. It's a relay via U.S. in the Philippines, and it's aimed westward for Indonesia, but I'm hearing it well here on December 27th, and so is Tony Pavic in British Columbia. Bill Smith in Douglas, Massachusetts, reported to Hardcore DX that the experimental station WI2XLQ, according to ARRL News, would be on the air Christmas Eve beginning at 21 UT for 24 hours on 486 kHz in the AM mode. It's run by WA1ZMS in Forest, Virginia. It would be repeated for 24 hours starting at 21 UT December 31st. I recall hearing this last year, or trying to. It was in memory of Fessenden with some violin music. David Cole forwards a Washington Post opinion piece of December 21st, opinion by the editorial board, headlined, How the Battle for Democracy Will Be Fought and Won. It refers, among other things, to RFERL. For more than a sesquidecade, autocracy has been steadily advancing around the globe. Democracies need to take action. And here's a story about VOA, linked by Dan Robinson at fedscoop.com. VOA faces internal backlash over newsroom guidance on use of generative AI to voice news reports. Journalists have pushed back on newsroom leadership's AI policy regarding synthetic voices. Well, I'm sure there's similar concerns at many other newsrooms, but part of what this says, VOA leadership highlighted that AI guidelines emphasize the need for employees to be judicious and transparent when using generative AI tools. Journalists at VOA say they're unlikely in the long run to win the fight to restrict the use of AI within their newsroom, given the explosion in demand for emerging technology. But the senior VOA journalist said there's a feeling among some colleagues that they need to keep fighting for as long as they can. During Alan and Angela Weiner Worldwide on WBCQ, UT Saturday, December 23rd, Alan mentioned that they were not only on 7490 and 5130, but testing with very low power on 3265. So I checked that out via the remote in nearby New Hampshire. Measured on 3265.149, but quite a good signal there. In fact, it was better than 7490. Uncle Bill Tilford found out they were actually running a 1 kilowatt backup. During the World of Radio broadcast, Wednesday, December 27th at 22 on WBCQ, I found 7490 was almost exactly on frequency, only a few hertz above. Usually it had been considerably lower or sometimes higher. The WWCR number 1 transmitter continues to have distortion problems when heard at night on 3215 and also in the daytime on 15825. Sean Welch reports on December 28th, the afternoon, serious audio issues on 15825 sounding like Havana on a good day. Perhaps to be blamed on the holidays, but more stations have been missing at least temporarily. WTWW was not on 5085, UT December 26th, but was back by the 28th. On December 27th, before and after 19 UT, 9275 was vacant of WMLK, which is supposedly on from 17 to 22, except on Sabbath Saturdays. And furthermore, 15610 English from WWN was also not to be heard. Here's some international DX in reverse. December 25th at 06:58, I was checking the Kaneohe Oahu Kiwi SDR 4846 Christmas Island. Still nothing from that. Instead, I saw a trace on 840, which I knew could not be from Hawaii or anywhere in Pacific Asia. Most likely California, and indeed there was an ID at 0700 for KMPH Modesto. That's 2460 miles away. but it's not that unusual for California to be heard in Hawaii with nothing in between. During my monitoring of 960, while my local KGWA was absent, I heard KZIM in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. It seemed to be the dominant signal, at least in the evening, and they are using a slogan I have not seen listed anywhere, River Radio. Also joint IDs with KSIM, 1400 in Sykeston, Missouri. The one was pleased to have picked up WFED 1500 for Log of Washington, D.C. However, by transmitter site, it's not in Washington. I asked David Yosef in Alexandria, Virginia to look into this. He says on AM only two graveyarders, WYCB 1340 and WOL 1450 broadcast from within the district, from the same tower in fact. The other five AM stations licensed to D.C., all I believe transmit from Maryland. On FM, there are quite a few stations with transmitters in the district. And as for WFED 1500, as in federal, I was surprised to see a log in Medium Wave Echo of the Arctic Radio Club from Frank Bast in France. December 16th at 0557 local weather, and an ID as WTOP News. Of course, that was the long-time call sign originally on 1500. Most any night I can hear on 4940, Estación 4940 from Venezambia, or is it Colombizuela? Such as December 25th at 0616. It was S9 plus 32 direct, but even better, into the Bonaire remote at 0655. Meanwhile, Johnny Serra in Roma, Italy, refers us to sources, placing it at Rincón Hondo, Apure, Venezuela. There was direction finding long ago that led to somewhere in Apure State, but that was unconfirmed. These sources show it there as apparently without any qualification. That is at fmscan.org, radioamericalatina.org, and mwlist.org. That's RINCONHONDO, meaning deep corner. Power listed as 1 kilowatt, but it sounds like more. Johnny had also been listening to it via the remote in Holland on December 19th at 0435, measured on 4939.982. Also December 15th and the 16th on 4939.983. And furthermore, Bill McDavid in the British Jazz Club said Estación 4940 was heard December 22nd with a gospel sermon in English called Turn Your Radio On, between 10:15 and 10:25, back to Spanish. The propagation outlook from the Space Weather Prediction Center of NOAA, the U.S. Department of Commerce, issued December 25th. Your magnetic field is expected to range from quiet to active levels. Active conditions on 30 December and unsettled on 31 December to 2 January and 8 to 10 January are likely due to anticipated influence from multiple recurrent coronal hole high-speed streams. The remainder of the outlook period is likely to be mostly quiet. ANKNC is peaking at 12 and 4 on December 30th, 10 and 3 on January 8th and 9th. Before and after those dates, only 8 and 3 or 5 and 2, except December 31st, still 10 and 3. 10.7 centimeter radio flux, predicted to decline from 180 December 25th to 140 December 31st to January 3rd, and then climb again gradually, reaching 180 by January 17th. I'd like to take this opportunity to express my gratitude to everyone for their supportive input to World of Radio, and for all our stations for their supportive output of World of Radio on their stations. With seasonal greetings and best wishes for a better 2024, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2223 with a standard disclaimer.